is it that Pesach Umila do not have b'shogeg a chiyuv chatas? Chiyuv chatas typically is brought for an avera shezdono kares, and yet, even though the Mishnah and Krisus list many chayvei krisus, but it puts Pesach Umila in a separate box by saying mitzvas aseh, which is a way of saying that because of that, there is no carbon chatas brought b'shogeg. And the question is, how do you interpret the words of that Mishnah? The simple reading of those words would imply that in order to have a chiyuv chatas, it has to be that the Torah gave us an ashara, gave us a lav. And since by Pesach Umila, it's only an aseh, not a lav, that's the reason why they're excluded from chiyuv chatas. That would appear to be the Gemara here in the Hava Mina. When the Gemara raises the question on Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Chayvei Krisus get Malkus, unlike Chayvei Mises Beis Din. So according to Rava's interpretation, the difference has to do with the fact that Chayvei Mises Beis Din don't get Malkus, even though the Asra was given for Malkus, not for Misa, because of the rule, Lav Shenitan Lasharas Mises Beis Din Ein Lokin Olav. The Lav is needed as an Ashara for there to be a Chi of Misa. So the Gemara asks, what about Kares? So shouldn't you say that the Lav is needed for Kares? So the Gemara says, Kares doesn't need an Ashara. As we see, Pesach Umila don't have an Ashara, and yet there is Kares. But the Gemara asked, but what about Ashara LeKarban? Wouldn't you say that the Ashara is needed in order for there to be a Chi of Karban? And the indication that that is true is the very fact that Pesach Umila do not have a carbon. Seemingly, it's because there is no lav. So that would be, again, the simple reading of Mishnah Krisus. But the Gemara concludes by saying that's not correct. Really, carbon does not need an azhara. You could have a chi of carbon without a lav. And the fact that Pesach Umila, there's no chi of carbon, is not because there is no lav, but because the Aveira is not comparable to Avodah Zarah, in that Avodah Zarah is the Torah telling us, do not do. Shev al taseh. And a vera like that, where the Torah says, do not act, and the person acts in violation of that, that's where there's a carbon chatas. But Pesach Umila, where the Torah didn't say, do not abstain from being carbon Pesach, do not hold back from doing Mila, but the Torah says, do this. It's not about the phraseology. It's the fact that the Torah is saying, do this mitzvah. So the fact that the aver is committed b'shev al tasa passively, that's the reason why it's not like Avodah Zarah. So it's not seemingly dependent on ashara or not on ashara. According to this, even if the Torah would have used the lashon of do not hold back from bringing carbon Pesach. So it seems from the Maskanas HaGemara, it would still not be chayiv chatas. That's the sense in our Gemara. However, we saw yesterday other Gemaras that seemed to suggest otherwise. One of those Gemaras was the Tosfos that quoted the Gemara in Erevin. So again, we'll speak out the Gemara in Erevin that Tosfos quoted, where the Gemara has the Kasha l'fishitas Rabbi Akiva, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk, v'shamarta esachuka hazos l'moada miyamim yamima, is not referring to the mitzvah of tefillin, it's referring to the mitzvah of carbon Pesach. And that's where Rabbi Akiva could hold that tefillin can even be worn on Shabbos, because there is no miut from the words miyamim yamima to exclude tefillin from some days such as Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the pasuk v'shamarta is referring to Pesach, and since we have a rule that Rav Avin Amar Viloi told us that the Russian hishamer is a lashon of a lav. So the Gemara assumes in the question that even if it's phrased as hishamer like an aseh, not hishamer pen, hishamer that you not do, but hishamer in this inyan, v'shamarta sachuka zos, that's called a lav. Ask the Gemara, if you have the word v'shamarta by Pesach, then you have a lav that you should make sure not to bring the carbon Pesach. The lashon lav, v'shamarta, do not hold back. I am warning you, do not abstain from carbon Pesach. No, if you have a lav in carbon Pesach, then it should be a carbon chatas for carbon Pesach. And yet the Mishnah says that Pesach umila mitzvahs asay. Tosus gir says kumvah asay. Some are magia and tosus mitzvahs asay. So it sounds from the Gemara that the issue here has to do with whether there's a lav or an as or not a lav, which is against our Gemara's maskana. So Tosus answers this kasha via Shlomar, the mikom makom kasha lishna. The kumba asay, again, if we want, we can be magia, like the Mari Kohen is magia in the back of the Gemara. Kasha lishna de mitzvahs asay. De mashma de leka behen shum lav. In other words, the emes is that the reason why Pesach umila do not have a chatas is not because they don't have an ashara. You don't need an ashara for carbon chatas, like the maskanas of Gemara. Carbon loboy ashara. The reason why you don't have a chatas is because we have to reinterpret the words mitzvah asay to mean that the Torah told you to do something that you violate that mitzvah by not doing. And that's the reason it's not like avodah zarah where the Torah says do not do and you violate it by doing. But lemaisa, the words of the Mishnah do in fact give the impression that it's a mitzvah asay and there's no los asay. Would it change anything? No. Were it to be a los asay, it still wouldn't have a chatas. But lemaisa, the Mishnah chose to use the language mitzvahs asay, and for that, the Gemara raises the question, how can that be? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not an asay, it's a los asay. So obviously, something of a dochik in Shad of the Gemara, but this is how Tosus works it out. And we'll see eventually, maybe soon, Tosus in Krisus has a similar reading of a Gemara in Krisus that again, would suggest that the pshat in the Mishnah in Krisus is like the Havamina here, not like the Maskana. And Tosus is going to have to wiggle out of it in a similar way that he's doing over here, that the issue is only about a Lashon. Let us finish the Tosus first, and then maybe we'll go to that Gemara in Krisus, and then hopefully Tosus in Yevamos. Questions?
And just to clarify, so we're saying that Tosus would hold that Tosus would read Rabbi Akiva as saying it's an asa, and even with that lashon, but doesn't the Gemara say that?
In other words, as follows, the point of the Mishnah in Krisus that says mitzvahs asay is really fundamental in terms of the intention of the Mishnah, which seems to be to exclude Pesach umila from a carbon. So the real essence of what that phrase means is that it's mitzvahs asay in the sense that the tzivoy was a tzivoy to do something, kumva asay, as opposed to a tzivoy of a sheva al tase, meaning that the aveira is violated by not doing, that the Torah says you should do something and you violate it by not doing. That's really what the Mishnah is driving at with regard to why there's no chatas. But meanwhile, the Mishnah did use the language mitzvahs asay. So what Tosus is basically saying is when the Gemara is asking the Kasha and Rabbi Akiva, that Lefi Rabbi Akiva, that v'shamarta sachuka zos refers to Pesach. And if we view v'shamarta as a los asay, then the words of the Mishnah are imprecise on a literal level. In other words, the words literally do say mitzvahs asay, and that would be false if you hold it as a los asay. It wouldn't change the halacha. It wouldn't change the bottom line of what the Mishnah is trying to convey, which is that Pesach umila do not have a chatas because of the fact that it's a mitzvah asay, meaning that the tzivui is to do something. But the fact that the Mishnah chose such a lashon would obviously have to mean that there is no ashara. Having an ashara about a mitzvah that the Torah says to do something, right? Do not refrain from bringing carbon Pesach. Right? So that would be an ashara, but it's an ashara that is still having to do with something the Torah wants you to do that you violate the ashara by not doing, which is different than avodah zarah, which is therefore enough of a reason not to have a carbon chatas. But lemaisa, the Mishnah did use those words. The words mitzvahs asay, girsas atosas yakumva asay, again, the easy way is to be magia that to say mitzvah saseh, and that's the point of the Gemara's question.
But I was asking, from why doesn't Tosfos just bring the answer from the Gemara in Erevin? Why does it have to? Why is it focusing so much on Krisos?
No. In other words, Tosfos is asking on Pshat in the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara raises the question on Rabbi Akiva that Vishamarta should make it a lo saseh, and then we shouldn't. It should be inconsistent with the Mishnah stating that Pesach will be mitzvah saseh. The Pashto Pshat is it's inconsistent Ledina, that it should follow as a result that there is a carbon because the Mishnah is excluding it from carbon because it's a mitzvah saseh. Tosfos has to reinterpret. Okay, let's do the end of the Tosfos for itself, and then we'll see from there. Hiksa Rab Shlomo Midaravish, one of the Bali Tosfos, has a very interesting question. We'll take out the parentheses. It's because it's not really connected to before, so it's a new question. Nihi de carbon lo bayas hara. So we have the Maskanas HaGemara here in Makis, that carbon lo bayi ashara. You can have a chiv carbon without an ashara. You don't need the ashara in order to mechayiv carbon. And that's the reason why Rabbi Akiva can be mechayiv malkis v'chayiv krisus, because we don't say that the lav, the ashara, is needed for there to be a chiv carbon. A chiv carbon does not need an ashara. But Tosfos has a specific question on something in the list of Krisus that would get Malkus. Because we know in our list of our Mishnah, two of the examples, and just to point to them, are Nefatein Es HaShemen, and also Hasach b'shemen hamishcha. Both of those examples, they're separated by mefatim es haktores, but both of those examples are in the list of malchus. Now, what is interesting about these two averos? What are these two averos? Hamefatim es haShemen is a person who makes a compound of the ingredients of shemen hamishcha that are mentioned in the Chumash and Kisisa, and replicates those ingredients and creates his own Shemen HaMishcha as per those ingredients of the Chumash. That's an Aveira that the Torah forbids us to do. Uvemaskunto lo sasu kamohu, the Torah says. There's another Aveira of Sach b'Shemen HaMishcha. Right? The Torah also says, Al b'sar adam lo yisach, a separate lav. So obviously, if there's a separate lav, so you get a Malkus for each lav, for each Aveira. The catch is the following. While the two lavin are separated, there's a iser of Absar Adam lo yisach. There's also a lav of Maskunto lo sasu kamohu. That means mefatem shemen mishcha. But then when the Torah gives you the onesh kares on these averos, the Torah doesn't assign a separate kares for each one. The pasuk states, quote, ish asher yirkach kamohu, that's mefatim es haShemen, va'asher yitein mimenu alzar, which is, of course, sach b'shemen hamishcha, v'nichras me'amav. So you have a very interesting dilemma that the Gemara discusses in Krisus, and also here we'll see in Daf Yudalid, that l'chayra, it's two lavin and one kares. So now, how do I know that there's a separate kares? And of course, by extension, we would say carbon, because whatever has kares b'mezid has carbon b'shogeg. How do you know that be a separate carbon for each aveira for itself, be it the aveira of mefatim es haShemen, that's the isha sheyirkach kamohu, be it the aveira of hasach b'shemen hamishcha v'asher yitein mimenu alzar? There's one kares written on both of them. So the answer is a memra that the Gemara quotes, and again, it's quoted here on Yudalad Amid Beis, Rav Elazar Amar Rav Oshaya. If you look for a second on the fourth or fifth line on Yudalad Amid Beis, you'll see it in the Gemara. Take a quick peek with me, everybody, for a second on the fourth line on Yudalad Amid Beis. You see that statement, Kol Mako, She'ata Motzei Shnei Lavin V'Koris Echad Chalukin Hein L'Karba. So this is the chiddush of Rav Elazar Amar Rav Oshaya, that if you have one kares but separate lavin, that's enough to say that there's a chiluk for carbon, even though the kares is one kares for the two averos, But the chalukin lekarban by virtue of the fact that they're separate lavin. Now we have all we need to know for Tosus Kasha. Because what Tosus is about to ask is a very simple question. L'chora, in general, the Gemara says, karban l'boyas hara. So therefore, in order to give malchus, it's okay to give malchus v'chayve krisus, because you don't say that the lav is needed for there to be an onish karban. Because the onish karban need not have a lav, and therefore there can be malchus for the lav. Says Tosus, but I have a problem in two of the examples in the Mishnah. Because for those two examples that each get a separate malchus, the case of Mefate Mes HaShemen, the case of Sach B'Shemen HaMishcha, how can there be a separate malchus for each? L'chora, in those two instances, the lav is needed for karban. What do I mean? Because without the separate lavin, there would not be a basis to have a separate karban, given that the kares is one kares for the two. So here, the chiluk chatos is only because of the two lavin. So in this sense, you could say the karban by azhara, the fact that there's two karbanos for each of these averos is because there's two azharos. So now, how do I have a basis to give malchus? This is Tosus Kasha of Shlomo Medarvavish's Kasha. Fek Tosus, Hiksha Rav Shlomo Medarvavish. Nihi the carbon lo bayas hara, granted carbon lo bayas hara mikomakom hanach the leka elachad kares. When it comes to those of the chayvei krisus that have only one kares, kimo mefatim v'sach, like mefatim v'sach, delo yadinan the chalukin chatos elo mishum she'en lavin muchlakin. Because of the statement that we just read, that the reason why the chaluk in the chatos is only because of the chiluk halavin, it's fichu lechalek, so you need the lavin in order there to be a separate karban for each avera, for mefatim by itself, and for sach by itself, imkein lo lukyalayu. Then for those two averus, there should be no malchus. Echad de beinan lemeimar e carbon bayas hara. Just as we wanted to say, why are we to assume that carbon bayas hara de lo laki alav de krisus? The same way the Gemara says that you wouldn't get malchus alav de krisus. Why are we to hold carbon bayas hara? So now, even if you tell me, generally speaking, carbon lo bayas hara, but regarding those situations where the Torah gave one kares for multiple averos, and the only reason that you can have now a separate chatas is because of the chiluk halavin. So in those situations, in effect, we're back to the problem of carbon boyas hara. And how can there be malchus for separate lavin in the case where the lavin are necessary to create a chiluk for the karbanos? It's another way of saying carbon boyas hara. What's going to be the teretz of Tosus? There's a difference between the carbon boyas hara in the Gemara's question and the carbon bayas hara in the context of l'chalek. Let's see the words. V'yesh lomar. Does everyone hear the question of Tosus? Clearly, everybody?
Can you repeat one more time?
One more time?
Yeah.
Who's speaking? Avigdor, can I see your real face, please? I just see like a picture. Much better, much better. Okay, repeat it again. Tosus says that in the same way the Gemara asked the question, that carbon by azhara, so you shouldn't be a chiyav malchus if carbon needs an azhara. Even lemaskana, that the Gemara says carbon does need an azhara, but there are instances in which the carbon needed an azhara in the following sense. When you have a situation of multiple lavin, where the Torah only assigned one kares for all those averos, such as compounding the Shemen HaMishcha and spreading it on a person. These are separate lavin. But there's a separate karban only because the karis is one karis on both averos, but there's separate lavin. So the reason why the separate karbanos is because of the chiluk of the lavin, because the lavin are separated. So in this case, the Torah needed to have a separate lav for each in order to divide them up to have a separate karban. So here you have, in effect, the lav is necessary to justify the karban. So how can there be malchus for those cases? This is Tosus' question. Tosus Teretz, V'yeshu Omar, D'mikom Malkom. Nihid itzvichu lechalek even though the laven are needed l'chalek, as we just described, l'chalek, that there's a separate carbon for each, bishvil zeh, because of that cause that the laven are needed l'chalek, lo nimna milimo bimenu malchus. That will not be deterrent to learn that malchus. Why? Kevan diad inan behu chi of carbon below laf. Because we already know that there'll be a chi of carbon without a laf. What don't we know? That there'll be a separate carbon for each of these averos, but that there's a concept of a chi of carbon connecting to the kares that the Torah spoke about by Mefatim and Sach, we know. The laven are just there to separate that the carbon is a separate carbon for each individual avera. The Tosis is a little bit vague, but the basic thrust of Tosis and what the words are saying pretty clearly is that there's a difference between saying that there cannot be an onesh carbon that assigned to an aver without a lav, where in that case you couldn't give malchus for a lav that's needed to tell us that there's a chi of carbon. You couldn't have a chi of carbon for the avera without a lav. Whereas over here, it's different because we know that there's a chi of carbon out there for the averos of Nefatim Besach. It's just that we would have thought that you only get one carbon if you do both averos. You wouldn't know that there's a separate carbon for each avera. So that's where the chalek of the lavin comes in to inform us, almost like a gili milsa, that there's a separate carbon for each. But since the fundamental chi of carbon is not nischadesh through the lav, it's just the chilo carbonos that's nischadesh through the lav, that's not enough to prevent us from learning malchus. This is a chur what Tosus would be saying. There's a lot of achronim that don't understand what Tosus means by the teretz. L'maisa, you still needed the lav. L'maisa, this is what Tosus says. There are ways to try to maybe tweak it a little bit. But these, at least we know the Pashut words of Tosis. Again, a separate inyan. Let us come back to the fundamental issue of our sugya, which is, again, does carbon need an eshara? We saw yesterday the Mishnah Krisus and the Rashi there, and how the Shita Mekubetzes asked on Rashi. Rashi seemed to assume that you need an eshara for carbon. The Shita Mekubetzes asks from our Gemara. We saw also the Mishnah in Zvachim, by Shochei Bachutz, where Rashi seems to learn that the Gemara struggles to find an Ashara, says Rashi, because otherwise it couldn't be a carbon, seemingly carbon by Ashara. Tosis asks from our Gemara on Rashi, L'chara, you don't need an Ashara for carbon, only for Malchus. Tosis reinterprets the Gemara, wanting to find an Ashara based on our Mishnah in Elen Alokin. There is another Gemara to be familiar with, which again would point in the direction of carbon by Ashara, and that is Kuf Vav Amid Beis in Zvachim, which is in the middle of that Shakla Vitaria regarding what is the Ashara for Shochei Bachutz. So the Gemara tries to find an Ashara from a Pasuk Vol Yizbechu Od Esivchehem. The Gemara says, but maybe that's needed for a case where the person was Magdish, the animal, when it was still Mutter, to shecht bachutz, because it was a time of heter bamos, and then bamos became usser, and then the Torah says you can't be shochet this carbon afterwards, even though you will magdish it b'shas heter bamos. In that case, there'd be an isser without a kares. So the Gemara says, no, if there's an isser without a kares over there, so kavachomer there should be an isser if you magdish it b'shas. So let's learn out a kavachomer that there be an ashara in that case. So the Gemara is trying to learn out, seemingly, an ashara from a kavachomer. And that's part of the Gemara's Shaka Vitaria and Amid Beis. In that context, we have Rava says the following. If you look about 4, 6, 8, 11 lines in the bottom of Sto, on Kuvav Amid Beis. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Can Rabbi just explain, what does that mean? Isn't it Azhara? An Azhara is always a pasuk from the Torah as a warning, no?
Right.
We're learning from
right. So the pasuk can speak about one case, and the question is, can you learn an Azhara from a Kavachomer? The Gemara is going to ultimately ask the question on the same Amud, and also later in the third parak in Makis, that Ein Mashirin Min Hadin. You cannot learn out of kavachomer, use a kavachomer to learn out an ashara. So that happens to be, at the end of the day, correct. But meanwhile, the Gemara is assuming that you can learn out an ashara from a kavachomer, and the Gemara wants to use the pasuk, lo yisbechu od, as a basis to that if that pasuk was speaking about a situation where the person was magdish, the karban, at the time that bamos lamutter, and the Torah says it's still usher to be shochet, that karban that was sanctified when it was permitted to shechtet bachutz, and now you can't shechtet bachutz now that bamos are usher, kal vachomer, that it should be an ashara for someone who's magdish, an animal, at the time that bamos are usher. So the Gemara wants to use a kal vachomer to learn out an ashara. That's the Gemara earlier on the Amud. And the Gemara is going to ultimately shoot this whole thing down because ein mashirim in hadin. But along the way, we have a couple of lines of Gemara that are relevant to the question of karban bar yashara, which is, did I answer your question?
Yeah, yeah. It's not that we're taking that pasuk and that pasuk is now the ashara for...
No. What we're doing is we're taking a pasuk that's speaking ashara in one case and extrapolating by a kavachomer that there should be an ashara in another case that's more chamor. The case that we're using the pasuk for is a case that won't have kares, because the person was magdish the animal when it was permitted to shechtet bachutz. And then you shechtet bachutz, when it's usher to shechtet bachutz, to be alive without kares. The person is magdish the animal, b'shas iser bamos, then it'd be kares as well. So the Gemara wanted to use the lo yizbechu, which is written in the case, which is a kal case, which is lenient, for a kavachomer to make an ashara for shchuti chutz in the case that there is kares. So that's what the Gemara is going back and forth about, trying to figure out where you can find asharos based on kavachomer. So Rava makes the following comment.
Rabbi, just a quick question.
Of course.
If he mekadishes it when the bamos hamutter, why is it not allowed?
The Gemara says that in a case where a person is magdish an animal at the time the bamos hamutter, so there's an ashara, the Gemara uses that pasuk, v'lo yizbechu od, it's a pasuk written in the parsha of Shchuti Chutz, v'lo yizbechu od, they shouldn't no longer shech the animals in an incorrect way, in an inappropriate way, as referring to a case of a person who was magdish the animal when it was permitted to shech the bachutz. Now the history changed, and now the animal is still kadosh, and now you want to be shochet at bachutz at a time that bamos are aser. So that would be the ashara of lo yizbechu od. But how would you know the ashara of shchuti chutz in a case where you were magdish the animal at a time of iser bamos, which would have associated the onish karis with it? How do I have an ashara for that? So that's the Gemara in the earlier part of the Amud. What we need is Amar Rava. Rava, this is about 11 or 12 lines from the bottom of Kuvav Amud Beis. Amar Rava, ikashali hakashali. I have the following question. Rava wants to invoke a kalvachomer to create a lav for Pesach Umila. Remember, the Torah didn't give you an ashar for Pesach Umila. The Torah says, nasei, to bring a carbon Pesach and to do Mila. Says Rava, ikashali hakashali. Pesach Umila, haditnan. It says in Krisus Dabez. Pesach Umila, mitzvahs asei. How can it be mitzvahs asei? Teisi mi kavachomer mi mosir. Let's make a kavachomer that there should be an ashara for Mila, that the Torah would be warning us, do not fail to do mitzvahs Mila. Do not fail to bring Karban Pesach, as if the Torah would say alav, do not abstain from this act. Where would I get such an ashara? From mosir. The Torah says, do not leave over from the animal, from the meat of the kachin. Uma mosir shelo anash, he's here. Pesach umila she'anash, eno din she'his here. So Rava has a kavachomer. His kavachomer from Noser. Okay, whatever the kavachomer is, not our topic right now, but meanwhile, what is Rava driving at? He wants to use a kavachomer from Noser to Pesach umila to draw an ashara from a kavach. The Mishnah Kriyas says Pesach Umila Mitzvah Asei. Thereby, there's no carbon. But if I have a kavah chomer to give you a losas, say there should be a carbon. So again, Rava would seem to be assuming that the issue of getting a carbon is a function of whether there's nashara or not. If I interpret the Mishnah like we have in Makkos Daf Yagimim Beis, the issue of nashara is not the point. The bottom line is that the tzivoy Pesach Umila is a tzivoy in a form of do something. You violate that tzivoy by not doing. That makes it different than Avodah Zarah, where the tzivoy was do not do and you violate it by doing. So either way, there won't be a carbon. So what is Rava really asking? So let it be an ashara, make an ashar from a kavachomer. Nothing is going to change in terms of the chi of karva. So the simple reading of Rava would be that in fact the pshat in the Mishnah increases a mitzvah saseh is because it's a mitzvah saseh. That is why there is no karban. So again, that again goes against our Gemara. If you look in Tosis on Amid Aleph, Kuvav Amid Aleph, if we pick up from where we left off yesterday in that Tosis references this Gemara, and ultimately he's going to answer a similar answer to what he answers here and also there in Zvachim from the Sugya in Erevin. What did Tosis do to the Sugya in Erevin that we read here? Not that the Gemara really meant by saying that there's a lav by carbon Pesach, so therefore there'll be carbon. Carbon is regardless not going to be because it's not an avera of a shevel tase. Rather, the Gemara means the Lashna Mishnah is difficult. So in effect, Tosis ends up saying the same thing, but he tries another thing first. Let's pick up in the middle of that Tosis. You'll see inside with me. Tosis, after learning Pshat in the Gemara on Amid Aleph, different than Rashi, that the Gemara wants an Azhara, not because of carbon, but because of Malkus, because of Mishnah and Malkus. Tosis references the Gemara Amid Beis. So we'll pick up from the middle of the Tosvos. Umiyu lekaman b'shmaitin. If you can find it where we are, the last word of the line is umihu. So again, with the first part of the Tosis we read yesterday, you can also chazer it. Umiyu lekaman b'shmaitin mashma. Later in the Sugin Zvachim, it would seem, just give you a second, everybody have it in the line of Tosis that we are? Zvachim kuvav amid aleph, Tosis dibra mascha ashara min nalan. The last word of the line is umiyu. Yeah? Cheva? Yeah, miyu. L'kaman b'shmaitin mashma d'lapuke lav ka'asya. The Lashon HaMishnah Mitzvah Saseh, see, Tosis just got finished saying just before this that the reading of the Mishnah Mitzvah Saseh is not La'apuke Lav. La'apuke, a mitzvah that would have been a mitzvah of a Kumba Aseh form, a Kumba Aseh mitzvah, go do something. That's what Mitzvah Saseh means. It's not that it's not an Ashara. It's that the mitzvah is a tzivoy to do something. But from the Gemara Amid Beis, it would seem not that way. That the issue is whether you have an ashara or not. Says Tosis, it would seem from Amid Beis, the lapuke lav ka'asi, the Lashon Mitzvah Aseh, as opposed to having a lav. The parach rava, hadit nan pesach umila mitzvah aseh, tesi bekavachom mi mosir, uma mosir shelo anash hizir. So that's one gemara. A second gemara, this we're all familiar with from our Tosis, v'chein perkamotzi tfilin. What does the Gemara say? Yatsa Pesach Umila, Shei Mitzvah Sasei, Ay Haksiv V'Shamarta Sachuka, V'Amar Rabbi Lo, Kol Mokom Shata Shenema Yisham Repen V'Al Havi Lo Sasei. So that was the Kasha, if you remember, on Rabbi Akiva, who teaches V'Shamarta is going on Pesach. So how can it be that the Mishnah says, Pesach Umila, Mitzvah Sasei, presumably the Gemara is asking that it should be a Karba. Right? No, maybe we'll say the following suggestion. Tosis is going to knock it down, but Tosis is going to say the Ein Lomar is Zuran Kirivina. Now you know the very next line of our Gemara on the top of Yudalad on the bottom of Yud Gimel on the base onto Yudalad Amid Aleph comes Ravina. Ravina seems to go back to the first Mahala of the Machokis, the Bishmo Rabbi. Ravina, what is he doing? Is he erasing everything we said before? If he is, then as far as Ravina is concerned, we can revert back and assume, like the Gemara's question, assumed that carbon by Asara. Because the only reason we had to say not that way is because we were stuck with Rava's pshat in the Machlokes of Ishmael Rabbi Akiva. If we go back to the pshat number one in the sugya, maybe that's what Rina is doing, then we no longer are tied down to the assumptions that come out of Rava's pshat. So maybe we have to see what we'll do when we get to Ravina. But Tosfos says maybe the umatzi lemeimar libei the carbon kabaya sara. He says it's not going to help you at all, because who's the one that spoke on the days in Zvachim Kuvav? Who was it that spoke about a kavachomer from Noser to Pesach? Rava. Tosfos, you can't do this. It's not going to help you. Mikomakum kasha the Rava the Rava. Dahainu Rava b'shmaitin. But he must gonna the makis the carbon kabaya sara libei the Rava. Okay, so Lemaisa, what's Tosis going to do? Tosis, at the end, if you go to the very end of the Tosis is Venera Lefarish. Just skip to the very last couple of lines. Venera Lefarish, that you have to simply reinterpret the Gemara Rava, interpret the Gemara in Erevin, Venera Lefarish, the Lishna, the Masnishin Kadaik. The entire premise of the Gemara's Kash in Erevin, as well as Rava and Amidbeis, is not about changing the halacha of carbon or Pesach, that if they have an ashara, there'll be a carbon. No, either way, there's no carbon, because the tzivoy was a tzivoy of kumba asei, like Argamar's maskana. However, the issue was the Lashna Mishnah. The Lishna, the Masnisim Kodaik, the Ktoni Pesach Umila Mitzvahs asei, Hainushin Bekumba asei, Umashma Nami Halashon, Umashma Nami Halashon, the Lesbu Ashara Klau. In other words, Lemaisa, the real significance of those words in the Mishnah have to do with that it's a kumba asei, which also lies within those words. But you can't get away from the literal meaning of the words as well. So the entire kasha is nitpicking on the Lashon HaMishnah, even though the real kavana of those words is to indicate the other point, that it's a tzivoy of kumba asei, but by using the words mitzvah asei, it does clearly suggest there is no ashara, and that's where all these gemaras are coming from, because it would seem that there should be an ashara. Whether the carbon would be affected by that, could be, it would not be affected by that. This is Tosis' way of wiggling out, just as we saw in Arg Tosis regarding Erevin. Tosis in Zvachim does the same thing for the Sugin Zvachim as well as for the Sugin Erevin. But Lemaisa, everyone understands that this is far from simple, because we're certainly doing a lot of, a lot of surgery here on these Gemaras to try to create this kind of a pshat. And obviously Rashi did not learn this way, because we saw how Rashi understands in the various places that the Gemara's questions had to do with, if there's an Azhara, there will be carbon. That's why Rashi went in Zvachim, the Gemara wants an Azhara for carbon. Rashi in Erevin learns the Gemara's Kasha, that if there's an Azhara, there'll be a carbon. Rashi in Krisus, as the Shita asks on Rashi, holds that there'll be a carbon if there'd be an Azhara. So obviously one couldn't start thinking for Rashi that maybe there's machokas hasugis. In other words, the sugya makis goes in one direction, that the issue of Pesach Umila is about not having, that tzivoy being kumba asei tzivoy, not about that doesn't have an ashara. The reason why there's no makis is because the tzivoy was a kumba asei. And these other sugyas, like the sugya in Zvachim that we saw, the sugya in Erevin, they learn the Mishnah and Krisus Kipshuto. Okay, but you obviously still have to figure out how to learn our Gemara with Rabbi Akiva and so on. But it could be, in the general issue, could be, it's not a clear-cut maskan of Agamar that speaks everywhere. It could be that there are different sugyas chalukos, and Rashi it has a lot to rely on by assuming otherwise, different than our sugya. But Rabosa, it gets more interesting. Because of a Tosfos in several places in Shas. So we're going to focus on the Tosfos in Yevamos, but more of this is in other Tosis, in which you may or may not be able to get to together, but Tosis elaborates in different ways on the same Yesod in Shabbos, Samach Tes, and Yuma Pehe. And that is, what Tosis does here is something very interesting. He says, this question of whether you need to have a lav for an Aveira of Kares to have carbon, whether you need a lav is actually going to depend on a machlokes tanoim. And that machlokes tanoim is going to have to do with, how do we know to begin with that carbon chatas only comes for averos of kares, the mezid? Now, let's step back from the issue of of a lav. Okay? That's our question. Does chatas require an ashara? Does chatas require a lav? That's what we've been discussing. Let's go before that. The Torah says in Parshas Vayikra that somebody does an aveira from the mitzvah Hashem asher lo seyasena, and there's a carbon called chatas. There's a chatas for the Kohen Mashiach, he brings a par. There's a chatas parhel gavishot tzibur that we spoke about. There's a chatas yachid, kisma se'ira. And we had the chatas by Avodah Zarah. How do we know that aveiros that are not of kares would not have a chatas? A person eats nevela, the shogeg, there is no carbon chatas. It has to be chelev, for example, or chametz, or whatever it is that has kares associated with it, there'd be a chi of chatas. How do we know? Okay, so take a look with me. If do you have your vamis, daf tes? So there is the context of the Gemara is as follows. There is a halacha that you all know about of Yibum. So the Mishnah Yevamis has a halacha, which again is not our topic in any way right now. It's totally not shaykh to accept that there is a halacha in the first Mishnah that talks about the case of two women who are married to somebody, no children, and they fall to Yibum to the brother. And one of the women happens to be an erva to that brother. Okay? So the Yibum cannot be accomplished. Obviously, we learn out that the mitzvah Yibum is not going to be doche, the aveira of kares, and therefore there won't be any mitzvah Yibum in a case where the woman is an erva to the brother-in-law. But there's another halacha that says not only does she not have Yibum, but also the tzara, the co-wife, doesn't have Yibum either. That's the Mishnah in Yevamos Daf Beis. That's all we need to know. Now, the question is, how do I know that the woman who's an erva will also exempt her co-wife from having Yibum as well? So the classic drasha that the Gemara was working with in the first few Dapim in Yevamos has to do with the Gzeres Shava, with the words Alecha. It says in the Pasuk, Yevama Yavo Aleha, and it says by one of the Arayas, namely Achos Isha, that a person can marry his wife's sister, if the wife is alive, he can't marry two sisters. It says, Alashna Vadir, Lagagos Ervasa Aleha Bechayeha. So therefore, we have the word Aleha by Yibum and the word Aleha by one of the Arayas. And the Drasha that we've been, the Gemara works with for most of the few Dapim in Yevamos is, That teaches us that there's that even in the case of Yibum, the Torah still forbids Achos Isha. The erva of Achos Isha remains in effect, that the mitzvah Yibum cannot waive it. And therefore, even the Makam Yibum, the Torah still forbids the arayas of Achos Isha. And from there, we learn to all the other arayas as well. And then we also learn out the tzara based on that. So that's basically the mainstream approach to why the din of the Mishnah is what it is in Yevamos, that there's no din Yibum on the woman who's an erva, nor on her co-wife. So far, just background. Rebbe had a different drasha to teach us that you can't do Yibum on either wife, not on the erva, not on the co-wife. So according to Rebbe, the Gzeres Shava of Aleha is now available for some other halacha. So we have this tradition that there's some kind of a Gzeres Shava associated with the word Aleha, which is written by Achos Isha. Again, Galos Ervasa Aleha Bechayeha. And we have a Masorah that the word Aleha is meant to be a Gzeres Shava for something. If it's not going to be a Gzeres Shava to the din of Yibum, which says Aleha, then it must be some other thing that the Aleha by Achos Isha is meant to connect with to teach a Gzeres Shava. So the Gemara says, on the bottom of Chesam Beis, which you probably don't have, but I'll just read those few lines, the Gemara says, the Rebbe, Hay Aleha my Ovidle. So according to Rebbe, who doesn't have the need for that drasha that we've been working with, that uses Aleha to teach me the Halacha for Yibam, as we just described, so what is he going to do with the word Aleha that's written by the Achos Isha? So the Gemara says, and this is where we really have to focus. says the Gemara, he needs it for the following drasha. Ein chayavin beizdin. Beizdin meaning the halacha par helam davar shel tzibur. Beizdin makes a mistake. Sanhedrin gedola rules about some avera that it's okay to do it. And people listened and followed. Beizdin has to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. The question is, what kind of avera? So the din is, ein chayavin beizdin ela al davar shezdono kares v'shigasol chatas. It's only for an avera that the nazid is kares, and then the din will be shigas ochatas. The chen ha-mashiach, so it is by Kohen Mashiach, that Kohen Gadol rules, and he follows his ruling, and he does an avera, it has to be zdono kares, and the mele shigas ochatas. V'lo ba'avodas kochavim, so too an avera of avodah zara, it has to be some aspect of the Isra Avodah Zarah that is not just an Isra Bi'alma, but also a Kares related. Continues the Gemara, second line on Daf Tes. Utna Nami, we also have the following Mishnah. Kol Mitzvah Sheba Torah. Every Avera in the Torah Shechayavin. Al Zdono Kares, Val Shigigas Ochatas. Yachid may be Kisba Seira. The Yachid brings either a kizbo seira, nasi may be sire, mashiach ubezim vim par. Uvavodis kochavim, then Yachid nasi mashiach mevim seira, tzibra mevim par visoir, par laola visar lachatas. All of this is learned from the following. Minahani mili. How do we know all of the above? How do we know that averos for chatas have to be linked, whatever type of chatas, have to be linked to an onesh, the mezid of kares? The Tanu Rabbanan, and here is a new drasha, which is the following: Aleha Aleha Venoda Hachatas Ashechatu Aleha. This is a pasuk written by Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur in Vayikra, one of the cases of Chatas. Rabbi Omer Nemar Kan Aleha. The word Aleha is used. Ashechatu Aleha Venemar Lahalan Aleha, and it's written Aleha, where Bayachos Isha, Aleha Bechayeha. That's the case of Chayvei Krisus of Arayis. Mala Halon, Davar, Shechayavin, Alzdono, Kores, Valshigas, Ochatas. Just like by the case of Achos Isha, it's one of the Chayvei Krisus, and that's where there'll be a Shigas, Ochatas based on what we're going to say now. It's part of what the Limud is. Afkan, Davar, Shechayavin, Alzdono, Kores, Valshigas, Ochatas. Aleha, by Parkoi Mashiach, sends us to the Aleha of Achos Isha, teaching me that there has to be Zdono Kares. The Gemara goes on, how do you get from there to Koin Mashiach? How do you get from there to Avodah Zarah? How do you get from there to a Yachid? That's not for us, or the nitty gritty, that doesn't have to be spelled out for us right now. What do I have now? A new makor that we need Zdono Kares. Aleha, Aleha. Now we're ready for a very important tosis. But before we do the Tosas, let's go a few more lines in the Gemara to notice that there's another drasha different than Rebbe, and this is going to parallel our sugya. Go down a few lines to where it says V'rabbanan Haisvara Minalahu. This is the middle of the line, okay? Right after it says Yilma Tachton Min Ha'elyon, we're laying the groundwork for the Tosas. We don't read it today together. You'll look at it for tomorrow. V'rabbanan. Take a look. V'rabbanan. See it? Chevra V'rabbanan Haisvara Minalahu. Yeah? See it? V'rabbanan ha'isvara minalahu. The Chachamim, remember the Chachamim had the Aleha used for the Halacha relating to Yibam. They don't have the option of Aleha for Rebbe's drasha. How do they know that Chatas only comes for Zdono Kares? Nafkalehu midemakri le Rabbi Yeshua Livrei. They learn it out from Rabbi Yeshua who read to his son the following drasha. And this is from Parshas. What parsha is this from? This pasuk that he's about to quote? Somebody unmute? What parsha in Torah?
What is Zara that means from that?
What parsha Shlach? Shlachicha. Torah achas, if you remember from yesterday's shir, we quoted the psukim inside and shir. Torah achas yilachem l'osa b'shgaga. There's one law for all who commit averos b'shogeg. The next passage says, and a person does an avera biyad rama. And what does it say just before that pasuk Torah Achas? It talks about Avodah Zarah. So sounds familiar, Rabosai. This is a Rashi paraphrased on the bottom of our Amud. And then the Gemara goes on, how do you know by all the various cases, Ashkechan, Yachid, Nasi, Mashiach, and so on. So what do we have? We have basically two different drashos that are going to teach me Gabi Karban Chatas, that you have to have Zdono Kares and therefore Shigasul Chatas. We have the Drasha of Rebbe, which is the Drasha of Aleha, Aleha, the Gzeira Shava, that sends us to Achos Isha, which is one of the Chayvi Krisos, and it says Aleha there, and it says Aleha by one of the Chatos, Par Koin, Par Hem Davishel Tzibor, and then from there we get to the other ones. According to the Shuba Levi, according to the Chacham, who don't have Aleha available, their makar is the makar that you might say our Gemara ends up with, which has to do with the Torah Achas Yilachem Osa Bishkaga Huksha Kor Torah Lavadazar. Now, our Gemara is going to discuss the issue of Chatas Bishogeg and connected to Pesach Umila and why they failed the test. But even before we talk about the Shigas of Chatas, we have to speak about, again, these Dono Kares and exactly what that means. Now, if you were to look at the Tosfos, Ma'avodes Kochavim, Tosfos has a question here and in various other places, which is the following. If you want to compare to Avodah Zarah and say you need to have, like Avodah Zarah, to have a Chatas B'Shogeg, why are we only choosing one aspect of Zdono Kares, which is true by Avodah Zarah, and we're not adding another aspect of Avodah Zarah, which is not just Zdono Kares, but Zdono what? What else do we find by Avodah? What other Onesh do we find by Avodah Zarah?
If
there would be Hasra, there'd be Skila Mrs. Bezdin. So why are you telling me the Chat is only is sufficient if you have an Aver of Zdono Kares? Maybe he needs Zdono Mrs. Bezdin. The Tosu says the Yisod that it's because we can only compare to Avodah Zarah on something that the Torah mentions about Avodah Zarah in that pasuk, in that context. If you look in Parsha Shelach Lecha, you'll see over there what's written by Avodah Zarah. The Torah doesn't mention the Onesh Mises Beis Din. It's mentioned somewhere else that you get Mises Beis Din. The Hekish only takes over what is written in that context by Avodah Zarah, not what happens to apply to Avodah Zarah based on other sources. And therefore, the fact that Mises Beis Din is not relevant for the Chiyuv Karban Chatas. What Tosfos does with this is something fascinating. He says, if that's correct, you're going to read the Tosfos. How many read this Tosfos yet? Probably not, right? I'm guessing. So you're going to be able to read it well now that I'm giving you the Hadama. And if you're brave enough, you can look at some of the other Tosfos in as well that are going to say the same thing in different words. And then we have to deal with the Eger's unbelievable Chiddush based on this Tosfos. L'maisa, what Tosfos says in nutshell is the following. If we're going to learn out from Avodah Zarah, Zdono Kares, based on the Hekish and Parsha Shelach, then we can only compare it to things about Avodah Zarah that are written in Parsha Shelach in that context, which means Mises Beis Din is not a requirement. But what else is not a requirement? What else is not a requirement is that I have to be a lav. Because the Torah doesn't give the lav of Avodah Zarah any mention in Parsha Shelach Lecha in the context of the Hekish. And therefore, all you need to say is Avodah Zarah, which is Kares, and Avodah Zarah, which is not a tzivoy of Shev Al Taseh. But the fact that there's a lav is irrelevant for Chiyuv Karban Chatas, which seems to dovetail well with the Maskana of our Gemara, that you don't need an Ashara for Karban because the whole source for Chiyuv Karban Chatas, if it's coming from Avodah Zarah, it's only going to bring over to Chatas that which is written in that section by Avodah Zarah, namely Kares, and that's it, and not necessarily Mises Beis Din, and not necessarily Alav. Masha Ein Kein, says Tosfos, if we go like the Derech of Rebbe, if we learn out that you need dono kares for shigasel chatas from the Xeris Shava of Aleha Aleha, which takes us to Achos Isha, what does it say by Achos Isha? It's there, it's the parsha of kares in Achrimos. What else does it have there written straightforward, black and white? The Isha El Achoso Lo Sikach, which means the Torah is giving us an ashara. So then it would come out that when we learn out Aleha Aleha to Karban Chatas, it's going to require not just Dono Kares, but Zdono Lav as well. A lot to digest, yeah? In other words, two different tracks, two different drushos, and ramifications in terms of seemingly our issue in our sugya.
Rebbe?
Yes.
By Rebbe's pasuk, does it mention kares also?
In Rebbe's pasuk, it's kares because the Torah says kares on all those arayis, the nechvesak, you call it, so that's considered to be the same context. There's a whole list of averos bunched together in Achrimos, and the Torah says about all of those averos v'nichrisa. So the implications of Tosis at face value, though, can be very strange, which is where Rabbi Kiv Eger comes in and changes the whole complexion of this discussion. But again, let's go slowly, la'at la'at, in terms of understanding what Tosis just said. Tosis seems to be saying, in other words, that at first glance, that the shakl of Ataya of our Gemara, it would seem, again, we may have to change this, Rabbi Kiv Eger is going to change this, but again, understand the issue here, what seems to come out, that the shakl of Ataya of our Gemara and Makis, which revolves around whether carbon boyas hara, like the Maksha thought, or carbon lo boyas hara, as the Teretz of the Gemara flows, would seem to depend on what is the derivation for chatas being linked to zdono kares. If it's based on huksha kotar levodizara, which is what the Gemara says to here lemaskana, then all you need is dono kares. You don't need dono lav. Masha enkin, if we would learn like Rebbe that the makar is maleha aleha from achos isha to the case of parahem davishod tzibur, then we would require dono lav vikares both. Obviously, this is not going to stim for Rashi. Because Rashi, who says that you need zdono lav, Rashi and Krisus himself, in the context there, and Krisus, the Beis Dav Gimel, makes specific reference to the drasha ahuksha kotar levodizara. So it's not going to line up the way Tosis is lining it up. But at least Tosis is giving us a path forward to begin to possibly sort out the different Gemaras. That if there's a Gemara somewhere, be it in Erevin, be it in Zvachim, that seems to suggest that there is indeed a basis for Pesach Umila to get a carbon, if there were to be a lav, maybe that would follow the logic of the drasha of Rebbe. Whereas if we would assume that the drasha would be the drasha of Huksha Lavodah Zarah, where it doesn't say a lav, then we would have to say, like the Gemara's Maskana, that the only thing that matters for carbon is not whether there's an ashara, but rather whether it's a tzivoy of Sheval Tasa or tzivoy of Kumbase. Okay, it's a lot to take in. Rabosai, I hope it's not overwhelming. There's a lot that we're overwhelmed by in any case, but listen, we tried to, this chus that we're miyageh in Torah, and we do what we could. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us all with continued shmira, all of us and our families, Mir Tashem, and everyone should have a good day, a wonderful day.